Hello, this is Ann.
Hi, Ann. It's Paige Van Wert from the Community Development Committee meeting.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ann Evans. I live at 464 Montclair Avenue on the south side of Bethlehem. In 1980, we chose, my husband and I, to buy a home that we still live in, here on the south side. We wanted a diverse urban environment with affordable housing to raise our family that was close to school. When we moved here, there were 5 student houses in the 400 block of Montclair Avenue, and we got to know our neighbors. In fact, they often babysat for some of our children. Unfortunately, now, 40 years later, there are only 5 owner-occupied homes in the 400 block of Montclair Avenue. Our neighborhood has changed completely, and we need this ordinance to not let what happened in our neighborhood become the factor of ruining other neighborhoods. It changes the total character of a neighborhood when you don't have a balance of owners and renters, students and full-time, you know, families and residents. We cannot afford to lose any more neighborhoods on the south side to student housing. Our neighborhood is already gone. The few of us that are left, you know, have been here a while. We're still fighting, but we're also getting older, and, you know, maybe we don't need the 5 houses we have anymore. But that doesn't mean that this should happen in other neighborhoods on either side of the campus. A number of years ago, we had the opportunity to start the regulated rental housing, which, you know, was 5 unrelated people, which always was students. We kind of missed an opportunity there in that we really wanted only 5 unrelated students, 3 unrelated students to be living together. City Council at the time decided that 5 would be adequate. That has totally made it lucrative for investors to rent to students here. I see this ordinance as a way to not continue the way we have done business in the city for years, and to put a stop to expanding and the you know, sprawling student housing and ruining more neighborhoods. I know that there are people who will, you know, landlords, and they are good landlords too, who will say, but I take care of my properties, I'm careful about that, I, you know, I maintain everything. And that is very true. It's not all landlords. But the point that we're missing in all of this, in my opinion, is that when you change the character of a neighborhood, when there are way more students than there are permanent residents, you never get that character back. Families can't afford to buy houses in our neighborhood any longer because of speculation of investors. And where are they going to live? When we bought our home, we bought this home because we could afford to buy this home. We could have afforded houses in other parts of the city, but we chose to live here. We had no idea that it would go the way that it has gone. But we have an opportunity here to stop that. And I really do urge City Council and this committee to move this forward so that we can continue to protect other neighborhoods that surround the university, and also to make housing affordable housing available to people who want to live in our city and own their own homes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.